Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Hey, hey, it's the Pretty Corrupt Podcast, your inside guide to celebrity scandals and the reality of reality TV. I'm Jordan Ross Myers, the man behind Twitter's notorious Don Gunvalson and Lee Radswell, along with my co-hosts Stacey Noel Connor and Nate Safer. Welcome to PCP Pop Culture. I guess I should say it again because I don't know if they're listening to Pop Culture or Bravo Breakdown first. Happy New Year-ish!
Bah, humbug.
Happy 2024. We took a week off for the holidays, so we're back. And since we're starting a new year with resolutions, Stacey discovered something available online to help us all.
I did. I was like, wait a minute, what? So ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't already know, like, you can get Ozempic online now. Like, you can get it through ro.co, like, who gives you, like, you can get it basically through those companies that you get, like, Propecia from, and Rogaine, and Valtrex, and, like, any stuff that you don't want to go to a doctor for that you can get, like, online. You can do that now. So through ro.co, you can get Ozempic, you can get a couple of different ones, like, you just, and I was like, you still have to pay the whatever amount you have to pay, but, and then you also pay like a monthly fee to the internet company, so that they can like manage your care and whatever. But I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, now you don't even have to go into the doctor. You still have to go get a blood test. Cause I checked it out. Cause I was like, let's see what's all going on here. Like, how much does this cost? Like, you still have to sign up. You still have to like talk to a doctor, but you can all do it online. You have to have a blood test done, which you can either go to a place or you can order a blood test kit from them, which costs money. But then you pay like a monthly fee, like $150 a month to have your care managed. But then you also pay for the prescription, which you have to pay out of pocket as well. And maybe they'll try to bill your insurance if they can and all that stuff. But I was like, wait a minute. What? Now you can get it online this way? I was like, why? We need to get ro.co to be, you know, a sponsor or an advertiser for this podcast, because we love Ozempic.
I know, we're the most obsessed
pro Ozempic podcast out there. Without being a medical podcast or a weight loss podcast, like, we're not a dietary podcast. We're just pro Ozempic. We're pro. You want to be thin? Do it.
Yeah, well, we like things shallow, vain, expensive, mm-hmm. things that cause rumors about your looks. Those are all wonderful things in my book. So,
like, the ultimate quiet luxury is Ozempic.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. So I just thought that was amazing. And ro.co, if you're listening, hi, we're available for sponsorship or advertising.
I've been seeing those sponsored ads in my Twitter, and I didn't know what it was in my feed, and I didn't know what it was, but I was just flattered that the algorithm had kind of zeroed in on what my interests are.
I'm surprised it took them that long.
Yeah.
It should be obvious.
So I get ads for like that, auctions at like Sotheby's, like the most it's really reflective of what I click, not what I buy. So
this is true. You're like, that's my clickbait there.
Man. Well, you know where there was plenty of Ozempic last night, and that was the Golden Globes. Golden Globes.
I didn't even know the Golden Globes were happening last night until
I thought the foreign press the Hollywood foreign press disbanded.
They did disband it, and they created a new organization for the Golden Globes, and so it went.
So it's like a spin-off entity then.
Yeah, so it went from the Hollywood Foreign Press with like something like 50 something members to the Golden Globes Association or whatever. Correct me. I don't know. And now that has like 300 something members. So there's more people. And now also the Golden Globes used to be on NBC, not on NBC anymore. They're on CBS. So yeah, that's the Golden Globes were back, and I didn't watch them. I basically watched online on Twitter and YouTube as stuff happened. So it was just like, that's all I really want to watch. Although some of my friends were texting about Joe Coy's beginning monologue, and that there was a really uncomfortable moment. So then I was like, well, okay, I have to watch this now, because I was like, how did he get this gig? I was like, he's Chelsea Handler's ex-boyfriend. That's how he got the gig.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know of him from the panel way back with the Chelsea Handler show. Mm-hmm. And I guess he's blown up. Like, I found out yesterday morning, because he was on all the LA local news, like doing little phone Zoom interviews. And I was like, he's come up. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll have him back. I haven't heard a positive review of his opening monologue.
I mean, I'm kind of like torn, because I don't think he's a bad comic. Like, I don't think he's like the greatest, but I don't think he's terrible. But then also, they only gave him like 10 days to prepare, and usually you have 6 months. So I think that's really terrible of the Golden Globes to do to him, especially like, I mean, I think even, you know, veteran Golden Globe hosts, like, well, you know, I think Ricky Gervais still would have just tore it up. I mean, I think though the Globes are like, we'd rather have Ricky Gervais back than Joker. Yeah. And I think Chelsea Handler's just sitting back there, like smoking a joint, watching this craziness happen, and just going like, see, you should have picked me. I would have done it right. Like, why are you picking my ex-boyfriend who's never hosted a show before? I mean, he's hosted his own comedy special, but like, Chelsea Handler's hosted shows for like a decade. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, besides the point.
Who is it? Like, so I saw, I like J-Lo and Ben came together. That was fun. She claimed J-Lo is like in a fun mood. She claimed to have had a tequila shot before she hit the red carpet.
A tequila shot? What a rebel.
Well, I mean, she's really on this push to prove that she drinks a little, because, you know, she has that liquor, that DeLola. What's it called? DeLola? She has an alcohol line that she got a lot of backlash for, because for decades she says she doesn't drink. She and we know her to be a perfectionist. She's a hard worker, relentless, doesn't drink, works out every day. So then people are like, we're not buying your liquor. We know you don't drink. So now she's been on this like kind of TikTok, Instagram press mission to prove she can be fun and relaxed. So she's like, go ahead, a sip. And so it's like, sure. What was she going to do? A shot of tequila with her like confirmed recovery and alcoholic husband in the car? I find it hard to believe, but
right? Oh my gosh! I don't know. And well, you sent me that TikTok or tweet with the whole lip reading Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift gossiping about Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. So Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, odd couple, but they did the red carpet separately, then sat together inside. And then there's a shot of Selena Gomez leaning into Taylor Swift and they're gossiping. And like, Taylor looks shocked. She's like, oh my God. So naturally, social media, Taylor Swift's involved, no one's going to let that go. She has those fans who live off of every word she says. Mm-hmm. They got a lip reader to figure out what she had said. Selena Gomez asked Timothy Chalamet for a picture together, and Kylie Jenner said no.
I think that's great. I think that's great. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, isn't there, because I don't know, because I just don't know, because I'm not involved in that side of TikTok or Instagram or pop culture. So I don't know why people are listening to me. But isn't there like a huge beef between Kylie Jenner and like Selena and Taylor and stuff? Like, isn't there a beef? Are there, and like, and Hailey Bieber and Kendall Jenner?
I was trying to figure it out because I know it's complicated. These people, I mean, they're now like, you know, in their 30s.
That's the problem. They're in their 30s now. That's the problem I have.
They still have that like Brat Pack kind of like teenage Hillary Duff, Lindsay Lohan, mid 2000s mentality. Mm-hmm. So there's always feuds and unfollowing and who untagged. So it's hard to keep track of all those youngins. But yes. I'm sure there's been some kind of conflict over the years.
Somebody needs to send PCP a flow chart or an infographic of this drama between Taylor and Selena and Kendall and Kylie and Haley and all of them, because I don't have space in my brain to remember all this stuff. I had a hard time in high school trying to remember this stuff. That's why I was not popular. So I still have a hard time remembering all this stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, I think for some people, this is their Housewives. Like, this is, I find it fascinating though. I'm just glad I'm not a part of it. But I think one reason why I kind of also stay out of it is that it reminds me of high school and it feels, my anxiety starts to feel bad. I start to get anxious.
I was about to say, well, now we know Kylie won't be in the group picture for Taylor's famous girls' night out in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, every few weeks her squad goes to dinner.
Yeah.
And like Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez, and now we know Kylie's iced out, and the only pop figure who could outclout the Kardashians is probably Taylor Swift and Beyonce. So, I mean, there has to be some beef there.
Yeah. Yeah. I find it that for me seems to be the most interesting drama of the Golden Globes.
I watched the Golden Globes. I did watch some, but honestly, I don't watch a lot of movies and stuff. I probably haven't seen anything that was nominated. It was all new. I know these people as pictures from TMZ. I don't actually watch their movies.
Well, I think I'm allowed to say, well, I've already voted. It was, so it's, I was on the SAG nominating committee for movies. But we had to have our votes in yesterday by 5 p.m. Pacific time. And at first I was like, why 5 p.m.? Why not midnight? And then I realized, oh, the Golden Globes are they want us to have our votes in before we could get swayed by whatever happens at the Golden Globes. So I was like, okay. So I got my votes in. So I've seen most of those movies already. And so some of the wins I like agreed with, and some of them I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I think my overall opinion that I will give is that Oppenheimer, I mean, fine movie, but just it's a big, just Hollywood overhyped movie, in my opinion. I think there's a lot of like, you know, really good movies, smaller movies that deserve a little bit more. Like one of the movies that one, I think for best screenplay or best adapted screenplay is Anatomy of a Fall. Really, really good. I highly recommend it. It's very interesting. It's a French film. and but it's in French and English. So and it's just fascinating. I didn't know anything about it, and it was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. So highly recommend.
The only movie I saw and this year in theater, and I can understand why it wasn't nominated, was remember I went to the premiere thing for 80 for Brady.
Oh, that's right.
And I came back saying you won't see it nominated for mm-hmm. anything but a Razzie. So that's my extent of film.
You know what's interesting though? So when I went to go do my votes, it was interesting because I got so many screeners, I got so much mail, so much stuff, so many emails about these movies. And then when I was going through the voting, and I'm seeing there were a bunch of movies and stuff, especially more like kind of like streaming movies and stuff, that I was like, I didn't know this was nominated. I didn't know this was an option to like nominate this person mm-hmm. or like this film at all. And so then that's when I go, you know what? That's how these campaigns work. These campaigns by the studios really do work and help influence voters mm-hmm. in that sense. I mean, I think I did a pretty good job of watching as much as I could with the time that I was given, because I should have been given, because of the actor strike, the writers and actor strike, like I should have had 6 months to watch most of this stuff. And I only really had about 6 weeks. And I also work a full-time job.
Oh, that's right. Did that delay it? They couldn't yeah. really work they couldn't on their send me award stuff. Campaigns, could yeah. they?
Couldn't yeah. send me stuff. I couldn't go to FYC events. Like they didn't even have FYC events, or they had some, but not as many. So yeah, it was really tough. So, you know, I think you're just going to see, like with maybe SAG will be different, but I think with the Academy Awards, you're just going to see a bunch of like Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is still good. I mean, it's long, but it's still really good. And Barbie and, couple others, but anyway.
Killers of the Flower Moon, I haven't seen it, but I became obsessed with this fun fact because I like I watch a lot of Food Network, and apparently the land that's fought over in the movie is actually now part of the ranch of Ree Drummond, the pioneer woman.
No way.
Her family owns they're one of the largest landowners in Oklahoma, and she films on her family's ranch, her husband's family's ranch. Well, someone did the math and figured out she owns part of the property.
That's
dark, but like, well, wow.
We're all living on stolen property, on stolen yeah. land. So, yeah, that's... Mm. Yeah, we'll move on from that. But the Emmys are next weekend, which I also didn't realize until a bunch of my friends were going to the Creative Arts Emmys parties this past weekend. And I was like, wait a minute, what? And then I was like, oh, yeah, they had to be moved from the writers because of the writer's strike back in the fall. So yes, yeah, so you had the Golden Globes and then you have the Emmys. And then we've got a few weeks and then you'll have the SAG Awards aren't until late February, and then the Academy Awards, I think, are in March again. Academy Awards 2024.
You know, it's March probably 10th. Going to... As I say, my theory is it's not an entertainment... Well, I don't know. What do they win on Dancing with the Stars?
A mirror ball?
A trophy, a disco ball or mm-hmm. something?
Yeah.
I think America has a new Ariana Maddox to root for, and she is a recently released murder accomplice, matricide, mm-hmm. I think is the term. Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Yep. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She's great. She is taking the town, the country by storm. Like,
yeah, I honestly think it's just like set in stone. She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. That's the trajectory of someone like her.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. ABC's already working on it.
I mean, America loves her. It's weird. She was on The View this week. Mm-hmm. People are obsessed with her. Have you seen? Mm-hmm. And she's totally playing it. She has her own social media. She has her mm-hmm. Instagram, TikTok.
She has like 4 million TikTok followers or something like that.
I know. So all you have... No, that's a dark joke. So all you have to do... Gypsy Rose Menendez.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's pretty crazy.
Did you catch that part on The View where she owned up, like, you know, I've made some mistakes in my past, and Joy Behar's like, oh no, you didn't. She forgot that she had helped kill her mom.
Really? No, I didn't see that. Yeah, this clip.
She's like, you know, I've made some mistakes, but I've owned up to you know, like I paid my whatever, you know, I mm-hmm. went to jail. And Joy's like, what are you talking about? It's just like zoned out.
Okay. I think Joy's starting to lose it. Definitely.
And then everyone looked at her and she's like, oh, that part.
Part killing your mom.
Yeah. I didn't know too much about her till she was released, or the build up to her release.
I've watched all the stuff. I watched mm-hmm. the act. I've seen, like, I'd even seen stuff before that, before the act and everything. And it's a crazy story. I mean, it's very interesting, because I was watching an interview. I think it was a Good Morning America interview, or it was an interview, like a news interview with her. And she basically was like, I didn't think there was any way out except for killing mm-hmm. her. And you could just kind of see it in her. It's like, that's where she lived. Like, that's the world that she lived in. There was no mm-hmm. way out except for, like, killing her mom, which is horrible. Yeah. But that's also, like, the world that her mom built around her, because her mom was so mentally ill with Munchausen by proxy. So, like, it's a sad story all around. And it's crazy at the same time. But and then people go, well, what are these medical professionals who were, like, allowed all this stuff to keep happening to this girl?
Well, they moved. I read up on it, and I know they, like, moved around. And when things would get, people would suspect something, the mom would up and leave. Yep. It was.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was thinking, I don't think we got to talk about this since we took a break over the holidays, but I was thinking to myself last night while I was stoned falling asleep, I was like, you know what sucks for, I don't think we got to catch the guys in the airport, Shelby and Dolly's dad, the one with the meltdown, because that happened December 28th, mm-hmm. and they took America by storm, that little niche of pop culture we operate in. Mm-hmm. And before they could monetize, do interviews, do anything, they didn't act fast enough. Gypsy Rose was released, and they are an old news cycle.
They are.
They don't have merch. They don't have interviews. I think they should go on Cameo. But I was like, it feels like that was months ago. But it's just Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been, like, all over. That energy has shifted towards her.
It's
kind of weird. It's complicated to, it's such a complicated story. And then people root for her and treat her like a celebrity. But then you're also like, well, you know.
That's a tough high to come down off of too.
Like, yeah. Oh, that's, true.
That's interesting. Cause
it reminds me of Chicago.
Yes, exactly.
The musical Chicago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point she'll be old news, and what's she mm-hmm. going to, she better yeah. cash in. And so I was like, she's going to end up on Dancing. She needs a paycheck. Like, she's doing some interviews and stuff. But she's going to need some, like, cash. Has she done a book yet?
I'm sure she's got an agent. She's working yeah. on that. Yeah. But until she gets a book deal, people should keep listening to us, and they should, you know,
yeah.
tell their friends. Does she want to
do a
us.
Podcast? But no.
I mean, she's done several. Actually, I saw that there was a couple that she's been doing, a couple that I listened to, and I was like, oh, she's doing that one. There we go.
Bitch. What? No, I'm joking. Why didn't she come to us first?
because we're so known for interviewing other people. We just like to talk amongst ourselves. That's the problem. That's the problem with PCP. We probably could be so much bigger if we talk to other people, but we enjoy our own voices way too much. Yeah. We just talk to ourselves.
I have a whole network going on in my own head. I don't really need to hear.
It's hard enough for us to share the spotlight with each other, like, let alone a real fucking star. Like, no.
The only man who could interview America's most famous murderer and somehow make it all about himself.
At least we know who we are, people. At least we know who we are. Well, that's all I got for today.
Yeah, it's been a pretty packed week, but excited for the new year. And the best way, what your resolution should be, of course, every week, rate, subscribe, review, and follow the Pretty Corrupt Podcast. You can catch us on Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast, on Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One, and on those accounts, all our personal ones, Stacey, Nate, and myself, we're all linked there. And make sure to share with your friend, your parole officer, even parents. You kind of want to, I don't know, your Munchausen friends there. Anyways, have a happy, does it say happy new year? Happy January. And if you haven't listened to Bravo Breakdown yet, head on over. See you next week. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.